This is a Defocus Media production. What's up, everyone? It's your favorite optometrist, Dr. Daryl Glover.
And I'm Dr. Jennifer Lyerly, resident optometry nerd.
And welcome to Defocus Media, optometry's number one podcast, where we discuss the hottest topics, latest technology, eyewear, practice management, and more. So sit back, relax, and defocus. What's up, everyone? It's your favorite optometrist, Dr. Daryl Glover. Happy Monday. When I tell you guys that we have a show in store for you this evening, let me tell you, we got something special. I got my brother from another mother that's out here doing some incredible things in eye care. Not just now, but throughout his entire career, he has really changed the game with every step of his journey throughout eye care. Friends and family, I want to welcome my friend, my colleague, Dr. Masood Naffi. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me, Daryl. Great to be here.
Oh, man, I'm super excited to have you. You know, this has been long overdue. You know, we were supposed to link many, many moons ago. COVID hit, things changed. But, you know, you've changed. You know, you got a lot going on as always, but you're always making an impact in any kind of way of whatever you have going on or whatever you're doing. So today I'm very excited to, you know, really just have a conversation with you to really understand your journey in eye care, but also to touch on some of the innovation, some of the technology that you're bringing to the forefront of eye care, which is greatly needed. But before we get started, man, I always love to introduce my guests to the world, to the followers, to the eye care industry, to the healthcare industry, to the masses. So if you don't mind just really sharing your where you're from, where you live, maybe a fun fact about yourself. Let's get to know you a little bit more if you don't mind.
Well, sure. I'll try to keep it brief for you guys. Well, first and foremost, I live in the Bay Area. I was raised in California. But before all that, I was born in Kabul, Afghanistan. I was about 9 months old when a bomb hit our house during the Soviet invasion. Interesting times back then and even today. We took refuge in the slums of New Delhi in India, lived there for about 2 years, moved on to Hamburg, Germany, lived there for about 2 years. Went to the Netherlands, lived there for about a year, finally immigrated to the U.S., became citizens into Flushing, New York, actually is where we end up staying for about 9 months with my mom's uncle. And then we finally settled in the Bay Area. I grew up in East Oakland. I worked with my father in the flea market since the age of six. I grew up every Saturday, Sunday, 3 a.m. to 8 p.m. in the flea market. So it made me love school. School was an opposite schedule. It was 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. I mean, it was a dream. So I then went on to receive my bachelor's at UC Davis, my MBA at UMass, and then my doctorate at Ohio State, or I should say the Ohio State for all those Buckeye fans out there. But yeah, my humble beginnings and what my parents went through to create an opportunity for us is my personal why. And it's why I strive to push forward, break barriers. And something fun, I guess, beyond all that depressing stuff would be I was a collegiate athlete. I was actually a boxer.
Well, I know one thing. I don't need to mess with you because I'm not trying to get, you know, hit, knocked out, man. My boxing game is very weak. I'm not a fighter. I'm a lover. Let me just put that out there. Hey, man, that's an incredible story. I mean, you know, everything that you touched on, you know, that helps to bring build character. It helps to make you stronger. It helps you to be able to accomplish anything that you put your mind to. And it really gives me insight into regards of who you are today. So it makes sense. But one thing that I'm very attracted to is your name. My wife is Nigerian and she has a Nigerian name. Her name is Adeola and it means crowns of riches. So you have to tell me, what is the meaning of your name? Because I know there has to be some meaning behind that name.
Well, Masood is actually, it means fortunate or lucky, which I mean, from my journey, I think you can say I am pretty lucky to be here. So, yeah.
I love it, man. Lucky and truly blessed, man. I mean, you've done some amazing things. And, you know, I really want to start jumping into that. Let's kind of walk through your story in eye care. If you don't just mind kind of painting the picture of your journey, you know, from day one, you know, school to jobs to where you're at now, if you don't mind sharing that.
Sure. I had an incredible experience at Ohio State College of Optometry. I had the best support system out there. I went out there because it's so far from my security blanket, from, you know, where I was and where I grew up, California. I wanted to grow as a person, as an individual, and really immerse myself into the education. As soon as I graduated, I moved back home. I worked for Luxottica as a managing director for one of their locations in Folsom, California. Then I, after a few years of doing that, I moved on to opening my Cold Start practice in Sacramento. And my patients there were a lot of VSP employees, actually. So okay. I was then recruited by VSP to help them design the workflow and layout for some of their on-site clinics. So these are clinics they have in Facebook, Apple, and some of their other big clients that they have. And so after about 20-something locations that we grew to and managed, I then was offered a full-time job for their iFinity line of business. And I basically helped build iFinity HR, and I consider that my first baby. And after about 5 years total with the VSP family, I moved on to the Essilor family, and I worked as an executive vice president for Essilor, and specifically focused my time as the chief medical officer for their VisionWeb line of business. And what I did is I helped build my second baby, Uprise EHR. And now here we are with another startup. Those were all pretty much startups, and we have officially launched the Monocle.
Wow, fantastic story, fantastic journey. When did you know that technology was your thing? Like, how did you know that this is your cup of tea? I mean, you know, when we come into eye care, I'm going to tell my story, and I'm not going to speak for you. Yeah. But when I first came into eye care, I thought I would be an optometrist that lived in the exam lane 500% of the time. I thought I would be the one that everyone comes to every single day to get their glasses, contacts, and I practice full scope optometry, medical, you name it, all that jazz. Mm-hmm. But then as I grew in my career, I saw that there was opportunity outside of the exam lane with speaking engagements, with podcasting, with social media. So it really took me out of that exam lane, and it's really changed my life and really opened up the doors to opportunities, not just for me, but for my family, and to put my family in a different place. So, you know, for me, it started in the exam lane, but, you know, I remember like it was yesterday, I was taking pictures of eyewear and blogging, and the company I was with at that time, before we partnered with my eye doctor, I put my link to my blog on my profile picture, and all those patients would come in saying, I love those frames that you had. Those are so cool. I love that aviator design. And at that point, I kind of knew I had something. And that's where the social media came into play. And then I went into podcasting. And then I went into, of course, cool looking eyewear and things of that nature for the most part. So that's my story. But it's not about me today. It's about you, man. You know, how did you know that technology was your baby? How did you know that technology was going to elevate your career to the heights that it's at now?
Well, thank you for sharing yours. I didn't know that. So that's awesome. I mean, for me, I think I fell in love with optometry from day one, and I knew I wanted to also be in the exam lane and have a couple practices and really, you know, hone in on my business skills that my father taught me at a young age, and really be able to fully financially support my parents. And that was my dream, buy them a home, support them. And what I love about technology is it gave me the opportunity to do that. So it spans beyond industries. It can be a catalyst to move our industry forward. And I've always wanted to make a positive impact to patients. And I knew the direct way to do that. It was through care.
Yes.
But an indirect way to do that was help my colleagues. If I can make them more efficient, less focused on the technology around them, and more focused on the patient in front of them, I knew with that, it will allow me to have a positive impact on patients indirectly.
Yeah, no, I love it, man. I love it. And, you know, it's so crazy. You know, at my eye doctor, I know one thing that we always focus on is if it doesn't benefit the patient, we don't deal with it. We don't rock with it. It's not even something that comes to mind. The patient is always first. We're always about helping patients live their best lives. And, you know, when I hear you say that, it just aligns with my mindset. And I try to align myself with people, with companies, and build my network that have similar mindsets. And I always tell my colleagues, especially ones that are opening up new practices, don't chase the money. Make sure that patient has everything that they need. Make sure that they have that patient care. Make sure they have that technology at their fingertips to elevate that patient care. Make sure they have all the knowledge that they need to be successful with their eyes. And I feel like once you get that down, that really changes the game. And, you know, with that being said, one thing that really attracts me to you is that you were always thinking a step ahead. You were always looking at that doctor-patient interaction and how you could take it to the next level and going to the playground where the patients are at and hanging out where they're at. And, you know, that's what brings up this conversation today. Let me know if I'm saying it right. Monocle, is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah, Monocle.
All right. And kind of give me the meaning behind this name, because the way it's spelled, the way it's designed, let's kind of dissect that and break that down in more detail, if you don't mind, before we jump into the why and all that other jazz. I told you I'm fascinated about names, man.
Yeah, clearly. Well, it starts with M, and my name started with M, so it made sense. No, I'm just kidding. No, it was, it's a wordplay on monocle, the single lens. And of course, we wanted to make sure it stood out, that it was unique, because what we're offering is unique. And we're really at the intersection of the AI, metaverse, technology. So how can we offer a unique name for a unique offering? So that's kind of how we came up with Monocle.
Gotcha. Okay. So let's dive a little deeper into the why. You know, yeah. Again, I know we do things for patients, but, you know, give me a little more meat to it. Why? Why now? Why?
Well, the why behind Monocle is really around moving the industry forward with the help of technology. And one thing I've learned over the last decade, right, of being in this industry is we have amazing people. We have amazing organizations. We really care about our patients. Optometry is unique that it has healthcare mixed with retail. And we have to stay at the forefront of that in order to really make the most impact on our patients' lives. So, you know, with the lens side of the industry, we're offering performance lenswear backed by artificial intelligence. So we'll speak to that. And then we have, for the rest of the industry, we thought of how can we create immersive brand experiences for really any organization in the industry. So that's the why behind how Monocle came about.
Gotcha. I love it, man. Well, let's kind of dive a little deeper. You mentioned the performance lenswear and the science. Let's talk about that. Let's break that down.
Well, performance lenswear. Oh, man. So let's try to keep it as simple as possible. We developed...
I don't know, man. We got a lot of people out here that like on the podcast that love to geek out. So let's get into detail if you want to.
Let's do it.
This is all about you, man. This is your show. We're putting you out on that platform. I want to learn more selfishly, but I know all my colleagues want to know all the details as well. So let's have it.
All right. Well, we created the Vision Performance Index. We call it VPI. And we created it at world-renowned Stanford University with some of the best vision scientists in the world. And we had them poke holes at it. And really, no matter where the best vision scientists in the world were, we had them come and poke a hole at this technology to see how can we perfect it. And what it is it's a perceptual AI tool that measures human performance by reverse engineering how we see and how the eyes and brain and body work. So specifically, when we say it measures human performance, we're speaking about the eyes, the brain, and the body. So what this means is that we can perform studies on existing lens technology, new lens technology, and see what impact it has on performance of an individual. So VPI breaks down really into five components: field of view, accuracy, multi-tracking, endurance, and detection. Okay. So field of view is specific to the eyes, right? Field of view, as it's common sense for, I think, most of our listeners. Accuracy deals with the eye, the brain, and the body. Decision-making, reaction time. We have multi-tracking, which really looks at your focused and divided attention. So again, also the eye, brain, and body for that component. We have endurance, that is, it's really your eyes, your brain, and your body for endurance as well. How long you can stay actively engaged with what you're doing. And the detection, which has to do with the eye specifically. So visual acuity, color, contrast. Gotcha. So an example of how you would use this we actually went to an esports combine. So a gaming combine where amateur esports athletes were looking to go pro. So before they actually went and played the games to show off their skills, we performed a VPI on every one of the players. And our hypothesis was that the top 10 VPI scores were going to be the best gamers out there. Well, line for line, top 10 draft picks were the highest VPI performance, which was powerful. And it pretty much showed us, we have something real here. Then we actually did an IRB study where we correlated VPI with the top five global eye conditions. So based on the score on your VPI and the different components and subcomponents, we can essentially look at it and say, oh, you likely have diabetic retinopathy. You have cataracts. You have glaucoma. So that's all nerdy, geeky stuff. But then when you look at the real application and the product of it, you would say, can we someday, and the answer is yes, but can we have a product that optimizes performance for somebody who has diabetic retinopathy? So lenswear for optimizing the performance of that individual, lenswear that optimizes performance for glaucoma. So, you know, we know tints and coatings filter light, but our research showed that tints and coatings can actually have a positive and negative effect on performance. So specifically with how we see, how we decide, and how we act.
Okay. Man, that's some deep stuff there, man. It's game changing, you know? And the thing that I love about it is that you're really taking more of a holistic approach to eye care. You know, I think the one thing that we have to realize as eye care professionals is that those days of which one is better, one or two, are done. And we should have never been doing that from day one. And if you were doing that, shame on you. But, you know, there's always room for improvement. We can grow. Like I said, I thought I was going to be the one in that exam lane doing just one or two. And then I went to medical optometry and expanded my career outside of that. But, you know, this is what we need to look at. This is what we need. We need to look at that patient in front of us and figure out how can we create an experience? How can we help them perform better at life? Not just at certain things, but at life. You know, a holistic approach more than anything. So I love that concept.
Yeah, this is exactly how it can impact our fellow colleagues, right? So think about what this can allow for. New lens offerings, new revenue generation, a new path to revenue for the lens companies in our industry, as well as our ECPs. You know, for example, you have a casual gamer that comes by and says, you know, I play this game, and it's a first person shooter game, and I love, you know, choosing a sniper and having some fun. So do you have some lenses that can offer me better accuracy? Well, this is what Monocle offers. An engineer comes by and says, I spend 12 plus hours behind a screen in front of my monitors. I really want to perform at my peak for those 12 hours, which is a lot of screen time. But you say, okay, here are some lenses that optimizes your endurance. Now, these are offerings in language that our consumers, our patients understand.
Wow. You know, when I hear this, the first thing that pops to mind, maybe because I got a young one right now, I have a son that's 4 years old. And, you know, how can he be more competitive in school? What can he do that's going to help elevate and take him to the next level? Yep. What can he do to have that holistic approach to, you know, really create, you know, just a better environment for him to be able to learn more efficiently? You know, these are the things that I'm thinking about, you know, as a parent. And we know that's the one thing that parents are always sensitive about is their kids. How can they elevate their lifestyle for the kids? But not just thinking about the kids. I mean, thinking about work. I have those patients. I have that engineer. I have that shooter. And I'm very limited in regards to my box of tricks of what I can actually offer to them. So to be able to have this now in my toolkit, my toolbox, this is game changing. This is what patients want. They want more of a custom way of living, more of a custom way of moving throughout this world. And when you can offer that, that really shows the patient that, number one, you care about them because you're listening and you know that they need something specifically to them. But number two, it puts them on a pedestal. Because what they need is completely different from the person you saw before and the person that you're going to see after. And when you can give them that, that elevates eye care. That puts us at the forefront of healthcare. That is what we need in eye care to really go to the next level. So this is music to my ears, my man. I'm loving it.
Awesome. Well, you're on point. It's hyper-personalized products for our patients. You're on point. It's literally game-changing, and that's what we're hoping it would do. And also, puts optometry in the right light. You alluded to this. We're not just about the eyes. Your eyes are an extension of the brain, and your brain is in control of your eyes as well as your motor system. And so there's a connection there. How do we bring that connection to life with products?
Gotcha. And you guys have the product for it. We just got to link up with you and make that that magic happen, is what you're telling me.
That's right.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, you know, I would love to, you know, dig into this a little deeper, but, you know, I'm really, really interested in really learning how, you know, how we should have this conversation with the patients. You know, I mean, I know it's going to impact that bottom line. There's no doubt about it. But I think in order for it to impact that bottom line, we really got to have that doctor-patient interaction. We really got to be able to execute that conversation in the exam lane, but then also connect with our optical team members to be able to execute to make sure that we're all on the same page. So do you have any tips in regards to, you know, for the eye care professionals out there that are saying like, yeah, this is all cool, man, but this is probably going to cost me $1 million. You know, I don't think you should ever look at money. I think you should always figure out how to find a solution for that patient that's in front of you. But I'm curious to know, how do you have that conversation? How do you have that dialogue to really help that patient when it comes to these conversations in the exam lane?
You know, it goes back to kind of how we look at our patients holistically. You know, what are the things they're into? What are the things that they do? What is their career? What is their habits and hobbies? And so we have to have those conversations. So if we aren't having that, I would say you're compromising care already. Secondly, then you tie that to a product. And, you know, with Monocle, we don't want to compete with the lens companies. We want to partner with every lens company there is. So then the products are out there. The marketing claims can be made through science, and we have already proven that through the studies we've done. And when we do that, the products will be there and marketable to them. So they might be coming to the ECP asking for, hey, these lenses that improve my endurance, I want to know more about it. And that's what we're trying to get to. And we'll get to that point next. And I think it'll be easier if the patient comes to you with the questions than you try to sell your patient something.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, let's kind of switch gears here, man.
Right. You know,
I want to really jump into the metaverse side, right? But before we can jump into the metaverse side, what is the metaverse? You know, I have conversations with my colleagues and they're looking at me like, Daryl, man, what the hell are you talking about? What is the metaverse? What is that? Is that some TV channel? Is that a new clothing brand? I mean, like, what are you talking about? So if you don't mind, just maybe giving an overview of what the metaverse is. And then let's kind of jump into the metaverse side of Monocle, if you don't mind.
Sure. Well, first things first, Daryl, we're already in the metaverse. We are in the metaverse right now as we speak. This podcast is technically in the metaverse because the metaverse is defined as, you know, there's multiple ways of defining this, but in my opinion, it's the convergence of multiple realities, physical, digital, and virtual. And there you are, right? I can almost touch you.
hey, and so, let's do a virtual high five.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, you got it.
So we are in the metaverse. And you know what? If we go to some of the visuals that we have prepared, we can actually even help our audience actually relate to this a little better. You know, by and large, the people who are in the virtual worlds of the metaverse, it's the Gen Z population, followed by millennials. Actually, in a recent study on Statista, 62% of adults in the U.S. either never heard of the metaverse or heard of it but aren't familiar with it. Now, that's not surprising. They're not the ones necessarily in the metaverse today. And if we don't join what the movement as an industry, I think it's a huge missed opportunity. There are marketing channels where consumers are already at.
Yeah,
that's why big brands are already doing it. So should we show some of the visuals?
Yeah, yeah. And you know what? I was going to try to pull up, man. I did a poll earlier on the metaverse just to ask who was familiar with it or not. So I was trying to pull it up on my LinkedIn. You got to love LinkedIn. Shout out to LinkedIn. LinkedIn, we need to connect. We need to do something. We need a partner. Let's figure it out. but here, let me pull it up. So I just did it not too long ago. I got about 10 votes. And the question was, are you planning to incorporate the metaverse into your business? And the responses that I had was, hell yeah, no way, unsure. So for hell yeah, 30% said that. For no way, 40%. And for unsure, 30%. So when I see that, I think there's a lot of opportunity, a lot of upside for those that want to be ahead of the game, ahead of the curve, to really jump into this world. Because you can sit here and sit on the sideline if you want. I don't know about you, man, but I'm like, coach, put me in the game. I'm trying to get out there and make it happen. But just wanted to share that statistic with you, because I thought it would be pretty interesting. And keep in mind, a lot of my colleagues are eye care professionals, healthcare professionals. So that's good to know where their mindset is.
Mm-hmm. Well, and some of the folks that said no, they might already be doing it with virtual visits. They're already in the metaverse potentially. So they just don't know it. Maybe they don't know how it's defined.
You got it. Well, let's jump into some of this, man. I know we got some video and stuff like that. Yeah. So it's on you, man.
Let's talk a little bit about this. So here's some of the different ways you could be in the metaverse. It's either virtual reality where you're, I mean, look at that, guys. I mean, if that's not screaming optometry or eye care, then I'm not sure that we're talking to the right audience. I mean, we have screens millimeters away from our face. Sooner or later, our patients are going to have questions about this, whatever the questions may be. But virtual reality, you're fully immersed into an experience, into a virtual world. Augmented reality is taking the physical world and adding a filter to it that will allow you to play a game or have an experience. So Pokemon Go, virtual try-on of frames, for example. And then you have the virtual world that you could be fully immersed in. There's Lil Nas X with the concert he had in Roblox. And it had about, I believe, 20 million people in attendance, which you could never have in a concert here in the real world, right? So there are multiple brands already in the metaverse. I mean, Nike, Adidas, Gucci, Louis Vuitton, you name it. I mean, food brands, McDonald's, Subway. Subway's already hiring for people to work in the metaverse. And, you know, how are they doing it? By creating immersive brand experiences. Why are they utilizing the metaverse? It's basically to build a community and create brand loyalty. And I think that is the key. That's how the metaverse can really help businesses. And really, for us, along with our metaverse partners, Pivotal, we can actually provide this for our industry. So as we get into some of the examples, I mean, this is augmented reality, virtual try-on. We do this sometimes with frames today, but usually you got to go through an app or a software. What if they just pull up their camera and try on some frames from home? We can offer that. That's an experience that we can offer without having to use software or an application. And then you have non-fungible tokens. So then in order to fully understand non-fungible tokens, we have to define it. So think of them as a digital or virtual product or asset, right? A fungible token would be something like Bitcoin. One Bitcoin is worth one Bitcoin no matter who you speak to. A non-fungible token, it's a unique digital asset. So it could increase in value over time. You could think of them as collectibles. But that's not what it's not. I mean, that is one thing that makes it very interesting. But what makes NFTs very interesting is the fact that you could tie it to a utility. So certain utilities of NFTs could be that you tie it to commerce. So for example, at Monocle, if you buy this eyewear NFT, it's a pair of sunglasses, what happens is with the frame manufacturer that we partner with, as soon as they buy the NFT, they get a physical pair of the sunglasses drop shipped to their physical home. And this is a utility of the NFT, so that's commerce. Then you have access. Some people buy NFTs, and then they have access to exclusive events from that brand. Or they have perks, which are discounts that they end up having. Services, for example, imagine somebody buying an NFT of Dr. Glover, and then that gives them access to Dr. Glover's teleoptometry services. And then, or if you just think of NFT utility as membership, an exclusive membership that some people want to be a part of. These are some of the utilities of NFTs and how they can be used.
Wow. And then I've seen a lot of folks talking about making sure that something's an authentic product, right? Yeah. Being able to track that. You know, there's a lot of sneakerheads out there, and I know they were talking about having that as a piece of the sneaker to be able to track. And it can be the same thing with eyewear, right? Is this, you know, a real, what I'm wearing right now, by the way, is Vontel. Shout out to those two ladies that are doing an incredible job over at Vontel with their frame designs. But, you know, this you can have that to be able to track and make sure that your products are authentic and real and be able to monitor and watch that and track that. Am I saying that right? Because I've heard some of that out there.
Well said. Exactly. Exactly. And this is kind of the first experience you can have. You can get into even more immersive experiences. I mean, over here you have Travis Scott's concert. He had 27.7 million people show up to his virtual concert.
Wow.
In the years 2018 and 2019, at the corner of the screen here, it says in 55 concerts, he had 800,000 fans show up. In one virtual concert, he had 27.7. Ultimately, 45 million people saw it. But this is a fully immersive experience if you're his fan. You have Nike, who has already created their Nike land. And it's got some awesome music. Sometimes we laugh, sometimes we cry, but I guess you know now. So Nikeland has created a virtual world, and it's not just a virtual world like where you just so you can go there and have an immersive experience. But then you go, well, how does iCare relate to this? Well, we're about to go to Vision Expo East, and we're going to go to showrooms and look at a collection of new frames and look at their newest collection of their frame launch. This is a virtual world we created, and you can have virtual frame launches, virtual frame shows, people looking at your collection, virtually trying them on. And this is a real life application that's available today. So that's why our industry should be aware of it. And then ultimately, you can even tie the virtual experience to the physical location. So here's Nike and one of their stores having augmented reality games to keep you engaged and even win rewards so you can make a purchase in store.
Wow.
So the last thing I'll kind of leave us with is the fact that our industry is already in it. And, you know, we'll be speaking about it a little bit at Vision Expo East as well. So I would love for people to show up and for me to meet some of these people that are in the audience here today.
Man, I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Fantastic, man. You know, a couple things. Number one, that last video that you showed me, you know, what I'm thinking is we want patients to come into the office. And, you know, if you can kind of paint that picture with this technology of what that office visit looks like before they even get there, if you can paint that journey ahead of time, how game changing is that to even know where a certain frame line is on the wall before you even walk in there? Think about how that changes that patient's journey, how quickly that patient moves through the process, how much more efficient it is, how much easier it is to know that, okay, the NCT is here, I'm prepared for it, it's not going to bother me, it's not going to, just knowing all the pieces of that entire journey for the patient is game changing. And, you know, you're talking about the concert with Travis Scott. I mean, think about that marketing piece, being able to broadcast something in a metaverse and invite all your patients to have a virtual trunk show. How game changing is that? You know, I mean, just think about the marketing dollars that you will save to have that virtually rather than each individual office that you may have. I mean, this is game changing, man. This is going to elevate that patient experience so much. I mean, I'm getting goosebumps even talking about this, man. It's something special, you know. I'm super excited that you're pioneering this for us in this industry, because I know you don't fail, and I know that you're gonna keep your foot on the gas with this, and I know you're gonna make sure that we digest this and that we, as eye care professionals and colleagues, this is something that we need to look at. This is a fellow optometrist that is pioneering this technology, not someone outside of our industry, a fellow optometrist, a fellow eye care professional. We always want to complain and boo and, you know, whine that, oh, third party people coming in or taking over our industry. They're doing this, they're doing that. Well, guess what? We got one of our colleagues, one of our brothers, one of our esteemed colleagues that's actually helping us take the lead with this and change the game. So, you know, we really got to be receptive to this. We really got to accept this. We really got to make sure that, you know, we really leverage this technology at our fingertips. And, you know, one other thing I wanted to touch on, you mentioned Vision Expo East. Check out the scrolling bar there. You know, check them out. You know, 10:30 a.m. It's going to be at the Bridge on Friday at Vision Expo that week. And learn more. Bring your questions. Bring your notepads. Bring your cameras. Jump into Metaverse. Make it happen, right? Because this is what we need. Now, we got some comments here, man. Let's check them out because people are dialing in. We got one from Dr. Howard Purcell, two colleagues making a difference for optometry and the patients we serve. Well done. Proud to call you colleagues. Hey, I'm going to put something out in the air. And
thanks, Howard.
Number one, thank you, Dr. Howard Purcell. Dr. Howard Purcell is a great friend of mine. Congratulations again on the grandchildren. Dr. Howard Purcell is going to be the first one in the metaverse when it comes to optometry schools. I guarantee.
Not surprising.
I guarantee it. I guarantee you he will. I will put money on it for anyone out there that wants to bet. And I'm not even a gambling man, but I guarantee you he will be the first school in the metaverse. Watch. Let's see my brother from another mother as well, Dr. Javier Cyan. If you guys are unfamiliar about his podcast, the 2020 podcast, check him out. As a matter of fact, this guy, this colleague, we're talking about, you know, pioneers and people that are really elevating eye care. I don't know if you've seen this, but Dr. Javier Cyan, he actually did a TED Talk, man, and he killed it.
I saw. Amazing work. Well done.
He's helping to elevate eye care, bringing more awareness to the profession. And that's what we need. And that's what I love to see. And it looks like, of course, he's going to be at Vision Expo. We will see you there, my man. Drinks on you, Javier. Dr. Ansel Johnson, shout out to him. He's always changing the game. He's an OG. He's one of my guys that I look up to and always ask questions about. It looks like Edward's shouting out Dr. Johnson as well. Everyone loves Dr. Johnson. He might be everyone's favorite optometrist. He might take my title away. What could I say? But no, man, this has been fantastic. This has been, very informative. I love everything that we touched on this evening. It has really helped me to have a better understanding of the metaverse. I really like this performance technology. I had another colleague that was big into performance technology, Warren Modlin. He has always been in that realm, and that's something that he has preached for many, many moons. And I'm glad to see that, you know, you're doing the same because we need this education. We need this technology. We need to grow. But the main thing I want everyone to take from this conversation today is really, you know, creating an immersive brand awareness for your patients. You know, you want to create that experience. Like we have to create experiences for our patients. Think about yourself. When you go somewhere, you're going to pay a premium for experience. But not only are you going to pay a premium, but you're going to feel like you were heard. Mm-hmm. You want to make sure patients feel like they are special. And this is what's going to do that and elevate it. Man, you know, I could talk about this all day, but I'm going to shut it down, man. I want to give you some last words here. What do you want to be known for? You've done so much. But what do you want to be known for?
Well, it's a loaded question. Honestly, just a difference maker moving our industry forward. And as a result, bettering the lives of others. I mean, if ultimately that's the best thing, the best legacy I can leave. You know, I think the fact that we're designed to work with every part of this industry is one way we can make that impact and hopefully move us forward. Thank you, Shane. I appreciate the shout out. But, you know, I stay curious. I'm always learning. And I hope that our audience does too, because as an industry, we have to move forward. We have to stay on top of this and also make sure that we create immersive experiences that has exclusive community that could lead to brand loyalty. I mean, it's all about brand loyalty, doctor loyalty, patient loyalty. And this is one way we could do that and we can achieve it.
Wow. Well, that sounds like a charge to the industry to me more than anything.
Yep.
Well, man, this has been great. Again, I really appreciate you hanging out with me today. You know, we got to do this again, man. Anytime you have any kind of updates with the technology, look, you're a friend of the show. Come on, man. We need to talk about it. We need to share it with the world. We need to share it with the industry, and we need to build, man. But this has been fantastic. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to hang out with me this evening. Everyone, thank you for tuning in. It's your favorite optometrist, Dr. Daryl Glover. Have a fantastic day. Stay healthy, positive, and blessed. Until next time, peace. All right, colleagues, and it's a wrap. Thank you dearly for hanging out with the Defocus Media team. We hope truly something resonated with you. And if it did, be sure to give us 5 stars and make sure you follow us on all social media platforms. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, you named it. And our handle is at Defocus Media on all platforms. And until next time, be sure to keep it 2020, and we look forward to seeing you on the next episode.